99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
You have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Nana Mama's Pizza will soon be your go-to choice for pizza in St. Louis. That's because Nana Mama's uses only the freshest ingredients, and it's all local. From the freshest locally grown produce to the perfect dough made fresh in-store every day. Pair that with edge-to-edge toppings, and you really can't beat it. Nana Mama's Pizza is a family-owned restaurant that is family-friendly and opens 7 days a week. Come hang out inside or enjoy the day outside in the outdoor seating area located in Baldwin and Creve Coeur. Check them out online at nanamamas.com.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
Time to hit the road. Why not an RV? Barley's monthly RV school is a non-selling opportunity to learn about operations, use, and maintenance of RVs. And renting an RV can also be an enjoyable learning adventure. Reputation, experience of the selling dealer are also important. We are Barley, a local, family, employee-owned RV dealer. Check us out at BarleyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
the soft glow of electric sex.
I've never experienced that.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... we're right smack dab in the middle of October. The October 15th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, my dental clinic of 45 years. The joke will be brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Just got a big news flash. It just hit right after Tim's news. Somebody very wealthy just passed away. We'll tell you who it is and a whole lot more, but first, this...
Hey!
At the control board, they kicked him out of Great Britain after 19 years. They said, enough of you. Go back where you were born, back to the United States. So he did. 10 of those years, he lived in Birmingham, England. Pretty regal sounding. Birmingham. Not Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Live and in the studio in person, the one and only Bill Clevelin, who surprises us every time he walks in, because just on a whim, he could just jump in his car and head north or south or west or head... That is so stupid. I love it. It's perfect for this show. Bill, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I am very mad at the four of you.
Well, we're anxious to hear why. Already proud of us for making you mad, but hold it, wait.
Okay, I'll wait.
And tell us in your segment why you're mad at us.
All right.
In the glass box, the quarantine room, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser house.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're
from Stiefel.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, you did?
To highlight it.
Okay.
From Stiefel. If you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, give them a call. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody.
The very wealthy person who just passed away, Tim Woodburn here, will tell you a little more about that in a moment and how he died, and I'm anxious to hear that, too. It happened right after the newscast. That's right. He is the guy that does the news. He's in charge of the entire, every person on this news staff for this show, all of them, he's in charge of them. Mm. You know our research department downstairs? He's in charge of that, too.
Wow.
You know the people downstairs that build our digital clocks?
Yep.
He's in charge of resetting them. Oh, yeah. And he's an author, and something else. How does a man do it and get any sleep? Yeah, he's a private investigator. Those guys get called in the middle of the night sometime. He's Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, is celebrating 10 years in business this month. You can email me for any of your PI needs, tim@gatewaypi.net. I launched the new book of 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. It's called Bad Mood, Good Mood. You can check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com. Chapter 24 is entitled Mail Order Brides and Puppies. It's the story of an investigation I conducted into the cost, benefits, and risk of buying a dog online or buying a bride online.
I'll take the bride. Unless I can't see her, I'll take the dog.
Microsoft co-founder and Seahawks owner Paul Allen died from complications associated with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65. That's just breaking in the last 5 minutes.
65? Wow. For those who don't... Stop the music. For those who don't know, if I'm not mistaken, this was Bill Gates' partner.
This is right.
Mr. Co-founder of Microsoft, Mr. Gazillion Billionaire, owned two of the largest yachts in the world. 65?
He had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosed 9 years ago, and it went into remission. He announced 2 weeks ago that it had come back, and he was going to fight it aggressively. And 2 weeks after he made that announcement, he passed away today.
Oh. Man, I don't care how rich you are. Some things just are going to get you, you know? Mm-hmm. There's no class system when it comes to hardcore cancer. It doesn't know the rich people from the poor people. You start the music again. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
E.B. Jimenez provided security for Paul Allen. I didn't know that.
Really.
He's worked for some of the biggest of the big.
Wow.
President Bush? Well, President Bush and, of course, us, a long, long time. Head of security, E.B. Jimenez. Bernice is in heaven. I know. No, that is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He says... Paul Allen died, and most everybody who dies from cancer wouldn't have gotten it if they'd eaten more what?
Cheese.
No, that's not true. Eat more cheese.
No.
It's not true.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. He's always pushing that cheese on people. Mm-hmm. Well, sad news about Paul Allen. I didn't know much about him, but I don't care how sad a day it is for anybody. Nothing picks you up quicker or better than polka music. Good polka music. Mm-hmm. Bruce Lipworth and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. I hit the thing before I introduced him. That's okay. hit his microphone, cued him, and they started playing. But that's okay.
Triggered it.
We all make mistakes except me. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, 45 years and counting. I've been a patient. I've told this story before. When I first went there 45 years ago, they put that booster seat on and said, jump up here, little man. I was 5 years old, and I got up in that little seat 45 years ago.
Did you have hair then? Did you have hair then when you were five?
Nope.
No. Little bald-headed five-year-old. Well, who's this little bald-headed man? Okay, I wasn't five. I was a lot older than that. But I have been going there 45 years, and I like going there. I have an appointment, I believe, scheduled for it's sometime in December. Not to look at my calendar, but I'll be due end of the year to go in for my every six-month let's-take-a-look exam, hoping that nothing is wrong. I still have my wisdom teeth, man. I hope at this age they don't come at me and go, well, take your wisdom teeth. I think at a certain point you're in safety zone. I think I'm already past having to worry about that. What do they call them wisdom teeth for? It's got nothing to do with being wise.
No, but they do.
Apparently, it comes from, like, you know, they only come through when you're an adult, when you're a lot wiser. So you get them once you're wise or you have some wisdom.
I don't know what the cutoff is, but I think I'm past the age I have to worry about it. I still got them. What are the incisors? Which ones?
Right
are
here, canines.
I used to, you know, in school you learn all this, then you forget it all. So they're the same as the canine?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I believe.
Why do we have a dog's tooth for a name and as one of our two teeth?
Because they're similar, because they both come down in, like, fangs, if you will. Like, if you look at it, your canine is pointy.
Like a fang.
So, yeah,
except
like a fang.
For Hollywood people who have them shaved down and they make them all level and white so they're perfect, which doesn't even look natural. You're supposed to have a little bit of crookedness or a sharp tooth, you know, for chomping down on steaks or something. Ballast Dental Care, they've taken really good care of me for the last 45 years. They'll take good care of you, too. Whether it's your first visit or you've been going a long time. And I don't have to tell you folks who are patients, I don't have to tell you a thing about Ballast Dental Care. You know. To the rest of you, I say make one appointment. And if you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, I can almost guarantee you, you will get rid of your other dentist, your former dentist. Limey's nodding yes because he knows. He just became a Ballast Dental Care patient. And he loves it. And you will, too. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto. Winston,
well, he's Arizona, already said he's mad at all four of us. That makes me happy. Now we have to find out why. He, of course, is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. That is, as you know, the number one selling replacement window in the entire country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Make him feel better. Come on, with a big round of applause for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay, I feel a little better.
So why are you mad at
it? It was brought to my attention on Friday, I went back and listened to the end of the podcast on the...
It was Tim's idea, whatever it is.
590 app that you all threw me under the bus on Thursday and said... That's right, and said that I filled the studio with flatulence, if you will.
Oh. You know what? I remember that, and it was Tim's idea.
It was Tim's idea, or it was Tim's flatulence?
There was an odor in here, and I'm the one that said, somebody cut one or something. And then I think it was Tim, he either said it or said to us, say it was Bill. It was all Tim.
I heard all of you saying it was me. It was not me. So
I did not want to participate.
Pretty
in
worked
that.
Up about
and
that.
And I felt bad afterwards, if that helps. If
I didn't
matters.
Feel bad.
I need to talk to Scott Sherman.
Did you do it or not?
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, he was awfully defiant.
Awfully defensive, though. Yeah.
My grandma Strauss used to call it shooting Germans. She'd go, all right, who shot the German?
Dan, you've told that story 100 times.
I never heard it.
What's that saying, methinks thou dost
protest too much. Yeah.
So,
You're still here. You came in today.
Mm-hmm. Of course I did. Okay. So not to, this is with the Paul Allen thing, makes me kind of want to second guess my topic for today. But, thank you.
He said,
there are hotels that you can visit where celebrities have died. So they are famous.
Who wants to do that?
Well, there are people who will do this. And so, but I thought what I would do is I will give you the hotel in the city, and you tell me who kicked the bucket, if you will.
Okay. Do they get in the bed where they died? I mean,
well, I'm sure they've replaced the bed by now, but you can still, in all but one of these, you can actually stay in the rooms where these people have died. So let's see the first one.
Okay.
Is the Landmark Hotel in Los Angeles, California. I'll give you the year. It was 1970. Famous singer.
Janis Joplin.
Male or female?
Ooh.
Very nice.
Limestone. Wow.
Janis Joplin. 1970. The room is number 105. You can actually still stay in that room. Hmm. All right. The Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Miami, Florida. It happened in room number 607, though they've changed the number now to room 609. This happened February 8th, 2007.
Heath Ledger.
No.
11 years
it's
ago.
It's a female.
Not that long. Female.
She was 39.
Brittany Murphy.
She had suffered a 105-degree fever the day before her death.
Oh. Amy Winehouse?
Did a lot of drugs.
No, she died in England.
Oh.
She was a, we're strong. Say a model, maybe? Mm. Anna Nicole Smith.
Ooh.
No way.
I'll say Anna Nicole Smith.
Good job, Dan.
I don't care whose name you mention. I don't understand anybody who books a room because somebody died in it.
One of these, they actually had to stop taking rent because they were so many people wanted to stay in this one that I'm going to get to in a minute. All right. The Lorraine Motel. I think most people
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Of course, you can't stay there now. It's a museum. Let's see. So this is going back to, when was this? 1982, the Chateau Marmont.
John Belushi.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Frank.
And you can.
Wow, 82.
You can stay in there. All right, so this one you probably won't know. The Plaza Hotel Eloise Suite. This is where Charlie Sheen did all of his stuff, like $12,000 worth of drugs. Excuse me, wine. That was just the wine bill for one of the nights where he had call them escorts, hookers, whatever.
You can just say orgy.
Okay, sure. You can stay in that room if you'd like, although I would, bring some Clorox.
Yeah. Use the black light in there.
Okay, so this one, they actually have now stopped.
He didn't die there, but people still want to stay there because he was crazy there?
Yes, because that's where a lot of this action took place. I don't understand, but
what's
that's
wrong
that's
right. with people?
All right, so this one, the Beverly Hilton, room number 434, became famous February 11th, 2012, after this performer, this singer, died. Found dead in this hotel room.
Oh, his hotel room?
Is this Whitney Houston?
It is Whitney Houston.
Mm.
Yeah. Crap. That's the end of my list. Sorry.
what do they think they're going to feel? What are they looking for by going, hey, I spent the night in the room where Whitney Houston died. And what? So what?
It's probably just to be able to say that they have done it. Or like, yeah, do you remember the...
Is it supposed to impress your friends, though?
Yeah, I think so, I guess.
Maybe
I would be impressed. Spirit.
The closest they'll ever get to this particular
The only thing
company.
I'd be impressed, if somebody came to me and said, I sat on the toilet where Elvis died, that would impress me because that meant you broke in, because you can't get up there to that bedroom.
Right.
You pulled something off pretty big.
Pulled something off on the toilet.
If you did that.
Oh, well done.
See, this might be morbid and demented, but... If allowed, I'd like to sit like in the electric chair where Ted Bundy died.
Oh, I would.
You know, just to feel what that
I
meant.
Would
somebody,
too.
Somebody was killed in this
no,
chair.
I, that, no, see, I agree. That would interest me.
Really?
So yeah.
If you
yeah.
go to the penitentiary in Jefferson City.
Did you say
City.
Penitentiary?
Penitentiary. Yeah. That is one word I can't quite get out.
Try it again.
Penitentiary.
No.
Yeah. No.
You said penitentiary.
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 Hey. Yeah, that's it. You got Sorry. It.
In Jefferson City, you can actually go into death row, and you can sit in the gas chamber on the chair, which I think
would
is very
do it,
creepy.
But I would want to make sure it wasn't working.
Well, no, people do it all the time, but that's not a photo op that
I want. We were at the gas chamber in the studio last week.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Called the Cleveland Chamber.
Hey, there's a great old movie, and I've tried for years to find this movie. Nobody can come up with a name of it. But if I remember right, it was a great idea. It was a reporter, and he wanted to experience what it was like, death row, last meal, priest or preacher, walk in, strapped in, right up to the moment, just to get that experience. But in this movie, they thought, well, let's let's really give him the experience. And when it comes time for, okay, take the cuffs off and the mask, you don't do it.
Oh.
And
oh.
make him think they don't know he's a reporter, that the staff actually thinks this is somebody who's supposed to electrocute. It's a fantastic idea for a movie. So this guy gets strapped down. They put a hood over him. And he's a writer. And when he goes, all right, you know, this was really something. They go, oh, you haven't seen nothing yet. What do we? And he realizes they might not know. Somebody forgot to tell somebody. This guy is not really supposed to be executed. So at the very last second, they pull the hood off, and he has died of a heart attack.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Wow. I got to find this thing again.
Wow.
You want to hear a fun fact about Bill Cleveland that I heard, that I knew, I found out about today?
Sure.
Here it comes.
No. You play that when somebody's about to do a bad joke. Oh, my goodness. This guy will never get it.
My bad.
So I found out today that my brother is Bill Cleveland's brother's boss.
What?
Your brother you is have his brother? Brother's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cleveland has a brother.
Really?
Your brother, Tim's brother could fire...
So I said,
your brother.
I said, Don, I said, Bill Cleveland accuses me of passing gas again when it's really Bill. How far, Don, can you demote him? He said he could demote him to call screener.
Wow.
Which, wow. How about that? Mm. So watch your mouth, boy.
We better be careful.
Is that a true story?
We better be careful.
It is. Oh, your brother work at Parker Hannifin?
Yeah. But you maybe shouldn't have said that on the air, but that's okay.
Okay.
He's about to get demoted.
Wow, good deal.
You messed with Tim, your brother goes down.
Wow.
What's your brother's name?
I'm not telling.
I'll find out.
I will not be here the rest of the week. I'll be on the road, so.
No.
Oh, man. Really?
No.
Studio's well better.
So see, I'm over it. I'm through with that joke.
Yeah.
These guys
I get it.
Keep on, not me.
What do you mean,
I'm
these
not
guys?
Part of it.
What?
Nothing. I was just wondering what he said, like, by these guys, you know, like throwing me in there.
Yep.
It's real you're nice.
Wrap it up, Bill.
I've been trying for 10 minutes. I'm Bill Cleveland.
Where are you going?
On the road and on 590 The Fan.
He's not telling.
I will tell you tomorrow.
It's a surprise. Sometimes that's what makes the segment better. Like we don't know where he is, and then we find out, hey, he's in Philadelphia or whatever. I don't know where he's going.
It's not Philadelphia.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, and you can find out a whole lot more at windowworldstlouis.com. I tried to watch a little bit of the new season of Dancing with the Stars with my wife.
Why?
I watch it for the legs, the dancers' legs. They got some fantastic legs and fantastic bodies, but I got to tell you something. All of these shows, Voice, Idol, Dancing with the Stars, America's Got Talent, if you don't have a really good sob story,
right.
I don't think you have a chance. I hate that. When they, you know, before the talent comes on, they go to this footage of rehearsal or somewhere where this guy talks about his brother being electrocuted and he had to see it when he was 5 years old. All these stories.
Well, that's how they ruined American Idol. That actually used to be a decent show, and then everything became
a
sob story.
I agree. It became about their backstory, and this means everything to me because my dad, who just died an hour ago, would have loved if he could have seen blah, 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 blah. What's your talent? I mean, I wouldn't stop it. And Dancing with the Stars has gotten just as bad. And then you get that person who doesn't really have a horrible story, and you can tell they're trying to make something out of nothing. You know, when I was six, my mom forgot to pack my lunch. I mean, you know, really? That's it? That's all you got? It's pathetic. I can't watch that stuff anymore. Took my grandson Friday afternoon to see Goosebumps 2. Now, I don't even know what Goosebumps 1 is.
Oh, man, my middle son was really into the Goosebumps series.
I don't know what it is.
It's books.
So yeah. I went anyway. And I have to tell you, I expected to just sleep through it and let him enjoy it. I liked it. I liked it. And there's a part of the movie that's about this lap dummy, this ventriloquist dummy, you know, where their eyes are real big and their mouth jaw. It's a lap ventriloquist dummy, and he comes to life and he's walking around on his own. My wife went with us, and she won't look at. She's creeped out by ventriloquist dummies. There is something creepy about them. There is, because you know how they'll put them in a box or suitcase or lay them down. You almost always expect it to sit up and just kind of look around. And head moves around.
No, that was, I know the book that is. That's I think Night of the Living Dummy. That's the actual Goosebumps book that they took that from.
Really?
That was terrifying to read as a kid. Like the doll's name, I think, is Dennis, if I remember correctly, or something.
In this Goosebumps thing, his name was like Slappy or something.
Slappy.
But I'm gonna go online. I'm not kidding. And I wanna try to find a really good ventriloquist dummy, just the standard one with the big Slappy. Eyes and the mouth that flops up and down. I like them.
Are you gonna make him like tell jokes and stuff?
Yeah.
You think I'll do that?
You think
you could be a ventriloquist?
No, I want to deliberately be a really bad one, where my mouth moves, his mouth moves, they move at the same time, and I'll do some YouTube things, and I'll introduce him as Randy, the station owner, and I'll have him on my lap, and, hey, bud, what's going on? You know, both our mouths are moving. That'd be funny. So I'm going to try to see if I can find a ventriloquist dummy to buy. Apparently, I didn't see it. Donald Trump was interviewed on 60 Minutes, and he said he didn't trust everybody in the White House. And, of course, the media goes nuts like, what? This guy, even his own people he doesn't trust. Let me tell you something. If he trusted everybody in the White House, he would be an idiot. If you trust everybody you work with, wherever you work, you're an idiot. I don't trust everybody at this radio station or any station I've ever worked for. You can't. You can't trust him. So they act like, well, this is terrible. We've got a president, and even some of the people in his own White House he doesn't trust. How many people work in the White House? Like 200 or something?
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can't trust all those people. You can't trust everybody anywhere. Big deal. So I told you last week, I had like an hour and a half to kill before I had to come here, and I was near Frontenac, so I went into Frontenac. By the way, I was one of four customers in all the Plaza Frontenac. And I went into that Untuckit store because I wear shirts on the outside. And I like that, you know, now there are companies making shirts made to wear on the outside. Let me just give you a little hint about what to watch out for here. I went in there and I tried on. I was wearing an XL Tommy Bahama short sleeve shirt. So I tried on an XL Untuckit shirt. It would only have fit a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Their sizes are ridiculously wrong.
I don't understand how.
I might have to go shop at this place.
The guy says to me, I'm in the changing room. He goes, come out and let me take a look at it. And I said, I can't button it. I said, I can't even begin to get in the button. It was so tiny. It was like a medium.
Yeah,
that's maybe.
Some companies, it's like an extra large is an extra large. And then some, an extra large is like you said,
these run really small.
I don't get it.
I don't either. You should do the opposite. If you want to make a fat guy feel better, let him try on an XL, and it's way too big.
Yeah.
Not this thing was tiny. The shirts are fine. They're a little high, a little expensive. More than I thought.
Well, you're at Frontenac buying something.
I want to say hi to, thank you, Rich Guys. I want to say hi to Officer Rupp of the Chesterfield Police Department. I pulled over and got out of the car and made a point to walk over. Actually, he got out, because when you pull up to the cop, they don't know, you know, what are you doing? So he gets out, and we had a nice chat. So Officer Rupp, R-U-P-P, Chesterfield Police, it was nice meeting you. And I can do a little business, then we'll get right to the joke. That's the joke is brought to you by Window World, so it's the business of Window World. I'm not a window expert or a door expert. They do sell doors, too. Or a siding expert or any of that. I'm just a guy that has a house that I've lived in for 32 years. And I probably need, I know I need a door or two replaced. Not sure about the windows. But I'm going to have to break down and have them out. And I say break down and have them out because, if I'm honest, this is just not something people get excited about in a good way. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we're going to have to buy new windows, woohoo, or a door. It's not like getting a new car or a new Xbox or what else is exciting? Think of something exciting to buy. Season tickets to a game you like, the Blues.
A new gun.
A nice Brunswick bowling ball.
Yeah, a new bowling ball, new gun. It's windows. Windows and doors.
A guitar.
Or guitar. But after you get them.
A new bike.
Okay, oh, that's enough.
A mail order
bride. That's a long enough list, thank you.
A mail order bride.
After you get them, it's exciting. Whoo, we love our new window world windows or door or whatever. But you have to think about this, folks, if you need windows. Why would anybody not at least look at the replacement window that more people buy than any other window in this country? You'd be nuts not to look at it. At least take a look at it. Include it. And tell them, please, your AM and the PM. That's it. That's all we ask. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's guy has a girlfriend named Wendy. And just to prove how much he loves her, he gets Wendy tattooed on his penis. W-E-N-D-Y. But when he's aroused, you see the whole word Wendy. When he's not, it's W-Y. You look, that's just like Wyoming. W-Y. So they're on vacation in Jamaica. And it's actually their honeymoon. And they decide to go to a nude beach, and they're having a great time. And the husband, we'll call him Jack, Wendy's husband, gets up from sunbathing to go get something to drink at the beach bar. And again, this is a nude beach. He sees a Jamaican guy, and he can't help but notice that that guy also has W-Y tattooed on his penis. So he walks over to him and goes, hey, man, I'm not trying to be gay or anything, but I see you got W-Y tattooed down there on your penis. Me too. Is your girlfriend named Wendy? Because, you know, when mine gets aroused, it says Wendy. Is your girlfriend named Wendy? And the Jamaican guy says, no, man. No, it's not. He says, it's not tattoo, say Wendy. My tattoo, when I am, you know, aroused, says, welcome to Jamaica. Have a nice day.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Farmers Insurance. They cleared the accident westbound 70 at Hanley. Still working an accident eastbound 70 at Hanley. Expect delays in both directions. Accident southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. They wrapped up a crash westbound 64 at Hampton. Also, crews have cleared the accident westbound 5570 at Illinois 159. Now we have a crash on 64 at Illinois 159. From a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner. They've covered it. Talk to Farmers Insurance. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery. They never interrupt you like Iggy does.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book called Bad Mood, Good Mood. 50 true and hilarious stories from the field of being a PI and a sports broadcaster. If you want to turn your bad mood into a good mood, this is the book for you. Check it out online at badmoodgoodmood.com.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Hey guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Believe this guy's power is out in Dallas, Texas, and we're going to be on the cell phone. Is that correct, Dan?
Yes. Well, not the power, but his internet, telephone. He has a landline. Mm. That's all out. Everything's out. Well, I've had some nasty storms.
I told him,
down.
Pay your bill. I told him that. Pay the bill. I hope we have a good cell signal. We'll find out in a moment. Mike Evans is in Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other. Same terrific ownership, same great quality, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday, which, is today. That's it. That's the only day they're closed. And they sell thousands of gift cards. Thousands. Every year. Because a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market is a gift card nobody won't be thrilled to accept. East of all that other stuff in the valley, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans.
I have a little sip, huh? Oh.
Wow, so you don't have any internet, you don't have a landline, we don't have TV.
Is that unbelievable?
How are you going to live?
I don't know. I just went and told Cheryl. Television.
Well, we're so spoiled.
Like a little kid.
The only thing worse is if your microwave would go out. Oh my goodness! It takes 20 minutes to eat something in the oven. What?
Yeah, terrible.
That happened to us one time.
Paul Allen passing.
Yeah, 65.
Wow. So yeah. I guess having all the money in the world
cancer doesn't care.
No, doesn't. This week's pop quiz themed celebrities who are junk food junkies. Anybody in there junk food junkies?
I am.
Yeah, I'm actually not.
I am.
Oh, I am, yeah.
I'm not.
I am too, right? What kind of junk food do you like, Dan?
I like cookies. I like, anything sweet. I'm like a sweetaholic.
What
about you, Timmy?
I like nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Is nuts really too. Junk food, though? Is that junk food?
Nuts? No. Cashews? You know how fattening they are?
Food. That's not really the same category as junk food.
They're so bad for you. They got so much fat.
That's not junk food. Junk food.
Almonds are one of the healthiest things you can eat.
Yeah, almonds are. I'm with Tim, though. I like cashews, too.
Yeah, but junk food like Oreos.
Well, trail mix. We'll throw the chocolate and the raisins.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that trail mix. When I do it, I don't crave junk food. It's Doritos, nacho cheese, or Oreos.
Peanut butter filled crackers too. That's like crack when you're on a road trip. You just can't stop.
How about have you had the peanut butter filled pretzels?
No. Good.
Yeah, those are good. They got like those at Trader Joe's, homie.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Limey, you haven't chimed in. Junk food, Limey.
Twinkies, cookies, cakes, pretzels covered in like chocolate, peanut butter, you name it, candy of all kinds.
Twinkies, oh yeah.
Ooh, how about that popcorn with chocolate drizzled on it?
That's the good stuff. The Hershey's one, that's some good stuff.
What about deep fried Twinkies?
Oh, man.
Haven't had them, but they sound one. Good.
I have. They are tremendous. I love them.
They are really good.
Oh, man.
They really, you feel it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So today, name the name of the junk food junkie who eats macaroni and cheese and burgers for breakfast in the morning.
Mm, that sounds good.
Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lawrence. Julie Bowen.
I have no idea who that is.
I don't know. Yeah.
Is she good looking?
She's a wife on Modern Family.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I
yeah, okay.
Yeah, she's hot.
And Julie Chen.
Now, hang on a second. I think I should know that name. Isn't Julie she the famous wife of someone?
She's on Big Brother. She's on
Les Moonves.
Les
Moonves. Yeah, is she attractive?
Her sister is in the nursery rhyme. Her sister, Chinny Chin.
Here it comes!
Oh, my God.
Chinny Chin Chin.
How many chins are
in what is that from? Not by the hair of my Chinny Chin Chin. What is that from?
I think it's the
Little Red Riding Hood.
No, I think it's the Three Little Pigs. Like, we won't let you in, not by the hair of my chinny
chin. I think Limey's right. I think it's the Three Little Pigs.
I think Limey's all over that one.
Yeah. Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Oh, the better to see you with. That's right. Okay, forget it.
Mm. See, a good trivia question would be how many chins are in a Chinese phone book.
I like nuts.
Racist.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Thank you.
Is that me?
Going back to work, Heather Locklear.
Yeah.
So hot. Heather Locklear hasn't been in a movie since 2013 when she was in Scary Movie 5. But since getting out of rehab, Heather has told her agent to get her some work. She wants to go back to work. That's good news. Meanwhile, Tom Hanks currently shooting biopic Mr. Rogers. Wasn't that a sad story about somebody on his staff falling two stories and dying on the set of Mr. Rogers?
was the audio guy while they were shooting fell off the balcony out the window rather two stories and died right in front of everybody while they're shooting the movie.
Oh man!
Whoa!
Terrible. Tom Hanks is taking a week or two off from Mr. Rogers, also from voicing Toy Story 4 as Woody, taking the time off because his son Chet is having a lot more serious problems with his drug and alcohol issues. He has to be in court later this week as well. Chet Hanks. It's all the money and success in the world, you know.
How old is Chet?
He's 27.
Wow.
Movie news, a friend from Disney Pictures calls and promises that the new Mary Poppins returns coming to a theater December 19th starring Emily Blunt, Meryl Streep, no, Colin Firth, Angela Lansbury.
Shall I give her one?
No. Yeah.
Hey, come on, Murder, She Wrote. Come on.
Hit it, Limey, hit it.
Yeah?
Hit it.
All right.
Hit it.
Limey would hit it. There you go. Dick Van Dyke, he says this is going to be the picture of the year, Mary Poppins Returns. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Actually. One of my favorite old jokes ever.
I know this one.
I know you know it, but for the five people who might not. And it's that great joke about the guy who just couldn't make it in Hollywood. He could sing, he could dance, he could act, couldn't catch a break, and his agent said, "We have to change your name. You cannot go with this name. It's a horrible name. Penis Van Lesbian." So he changed it to Dick Van Dyke. What a great old joke. Sorry, Mike.
Penis
Van Lesbian. Changed it to Dick Van Dyke.
I like it.
Yeah.
Legal Nuggets I'm trying to remember so I can say it on the air later on. Legal nuggets, 9 of 16 of Bill Cosby's attorneys have quit for non-payment, and the others are threatening to quit. So Cosby's not only a rapist, also a deadbeat, just so we all know. Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Mama.
Give it a boing, whammy.
Super hot.
Not even for comedic
value. She says that actresses use sex with really ugly men to win Oscars. But how does that help Whoopi Goldberg? She won an Oscar for Ghost. Can that work in reverse somehow? I don't get that at all.
No.
I don't understand. Mm-mm. Do you understand? I don't understand it.
No.
I don't even know what she was talking about. Women go to bed with ugly men to get an Oscar.
She's jealous. She's jealous because no director or producer ever looked at her and said, all right, you're going to have to sleep with me. They just probably said, you got the part.
You get the part if you don't sleep with me.
She's jealous because she hears all these other women getting hit on. Not her. Jealous.
Whoopi Goldberg couldn't get laid if she was an egg.
Well, she did with Ted Danson.
Yeah, she did.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
With odd behavior of Kanye West, some say, last week, his unhappy wife, with a very bizarre quote, Kim Kardashian, says, quote, Kanye just doesn't understand the way blacks think, end quote.
Oh, my goodness.
He does.
You're white. He's black. What do you mean he doesn't understand?
Can I just real quickly? I don't like to be political. Here's what I don't understand. Kanye West has every right to support whoever he wants to, but he does this, and the whole world acts like he's lost his mind, yet Taylor Swift can say what she wants to, so can Alec Baldwin, anybody on the other side, and nobody makes a big deal out of it. Why can't he do the same?
That's the crooked media. That's the crooked media.
Holy mackerel.
Media, that's terrible. Hello, Sig Company has been loading their liquid vapor mixed with the FDA says that there will be a huge fine and
hold
they could
it.
Be closed down.
You cut out. Mixed with what?
Has been the Hello Sink Company has been loading their liquid vapor mixer with Viagra.
Okay.
Viagra.
All right.
The FDA says that there'll be a huge fine. They may close them down. Obviously, you can't add prescribed controlled medication to a product without the FDA's approval.
Right.
Hello and goodbye to Hello Sig.
40 seconds.
I love smoking this.
How much?
See?
40, 35.
And finally.
30.
Who likes eating mac cheese with burgers for breakfast? Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lawrence, Julie Bowen, or Julie Chen?
I'm going to go with Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence. Whoopi Goldberg.
Jennifer Lopez.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Jennifer Lopez.
The answer is Jennifer Lawrence. My God.
Two of you got it.
There you go.
Geniuses.
Now I feel like an idiot. Did he say Angela Lansbury or...
He said Angela Lansbury.
Well, you gave a boing to
we're out of time. Thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind, miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen is dead at the age of 65. He died this afternoon from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in Seattle. Allen founded Microsoft alongside Bill Gates in 1975. Saudi Arabia is reportedly getting ready to admit that a missing Saudi journalist was killed in an interrogation gone wrong. CNN reports that the Saudis are preparing to own up to the fact that they had intentions to kidnap and transport Jamal Khashoggi to his native Saudi Arabia, but he was accidentally killed in the process. The Washington Post columnist disappeared after walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. President Trump is brushing off Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test that shows she's part Native American. Trump has repeatedly criticized Warren over claims she had Native American ancestry, but now he told reporters that he doesn't care about the DNA results. At a rally